Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I'm coming to you live from a very beautiful, very scenic part of our country. I'm coming to you live from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. My wife, my son, and I, even my sister now, are out here living the lifestyle, a lifestyle that we have actively built, designed, if you will. That's a common phrase these days, lifestyle design. And that's what I want to get into with you today. That's what I want to talk about, is taking that good life that you live. We had a good life before. This investing track we've gone down predates the birth of our son. We had a good life. And we said, you know, it's not quite where we want it to be. So you too, you may be living a good life, but we want to talk about building a great life, buying back your time so that you can do the things that you want to do, like we're doing right now. And I'll tell you as well, I have a few lessons from the road. We've put about 1,500 miles on the RV bunker, tugging it behind my diesel truck from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, so far about 1,500 miles. I've got a few lessons from the road as well that will more or less serve as metaphors, I guess, for you as you start to go down that path of building that better life, of creating passive income in order to buy back your time and take control of your life. And for the new listener, just as a little background, my wife and I, we're real estate investors from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We are members, longtime members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And in fact, we joined back in March of 2012. So we've been in the group about 9 years now, 9 and a half or so. We bought our first single family house in August of that year, 2012, and have continued to buy houses and now are passive investors as well in multifamily, but we've continued to build that passive income. We've bought back our time, which allows me to now broadcast from what I call the RV bunker. We picked this thing up pre-COVID and it has been a great, great thing to have. I will tell you, during everything that's gone down in 2020 and so far in 2021, but it's allowed me to now broadcast to you from Harper's Ferry. We picked up my sister between our last stop when I broadcast from Illinois. If you caught that show, that was last week. If you missed it, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and catch all of our archived shows there. Me, the other radio host, Del Walmsley, of course, who is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he hosts a show during the week that is broadcast nationally, the Del Walmsley Radio Show. You can catch that there as well. But along the way, picked up my sister at the airport in Louisville, Kentucky. She flew up from Florida, and we're going to continue meandering east. We have family here, extended people I have not seen in probably 2 decades or longer, and certainly no one that my now 4-year-old son has seen. In fact, prior to our current location, we stopped at the biggest lake in West Virginia, beautiful Summersville Lake. We were parked literally right on the lake. I could step down my stairs out of my RV, and if I took a couple more steps, I would be in the water. Beautiful. And we introduced him there to one of my cousins that lives in a nearby town, little town. And again, we're in Harper's Ferry. Now, you may not remember. It may have been a while. It was for me since you've done your U.S. history. Harper's Ferry, beautiful, beautiful landscape, but a tremendous history here. And just we spent a good part of the day yesterday in the National Park, which is literally half a mile from here. And just to tell you a little bit about Harper's Ferry, 1795, George Washington, you know him, our first president, he chose this as the site for the nation's second armory. And that's going to escalate, of course. 1803, Meriwether Lewis and Clark, got his provisions here before hitting the road a little bit farther downstream in Missouri. Probably more importantly, what you may remember is John Brown, his raid on said armory with about 12 other men. He's an abolitionist, and they were all killed. He was hung. But his goal was to trigger the freedom of the slaves. And, well, essentially that kicked off the Civil War. And outside my window right here, about 20 feet away, starts an embankment, a trench that was dug by Sheridan's men as part of that Civil War. They tried to defend Harper's Ferry. It traded hands 8 or so times. And cannon, artillery piece number 6, sat right there. Very, very fascinating stuff. And very, very happy to be able to broadcast to you from here to show my son this great land. And really, that takes us back to our topic, lifestyle design and building a better life. And again, I'm not saying people out there have a bad life. It may be perfectly good. You may have a good job and make a decent income, maybe a good income or even a great income, lots of vacation. Maybe you take the occasional cruise now that they're opening that back up or vacation overseas. Maybe you have the evenings and the weekends, or at least most of the weekends, hopefully to spend time with your family, your kids, your grandkids. But it's a good life. But are you letting a good life? And this is the question. Are you letting a good life get in the way of a great life? Can you build a better life? You can. You can. Now, does that mean you have to spend loads of time like we are traveling in an RV? No, that's just our definition of what we want to do in this moment right now with our son at the age that he is. This is the design, again, so to speak, that we have chosen. And of course, there will be more to build and more to put into place. We learn as we go. But what about you? Okay, great. You want to level up. You want to go to the next level. How do you do it? Well, like I said, it starts by taking back your time. You have to have control of your time. No longer letting someone else, and here I mean your boss, your employer. You could be self-employed. Well, you have clients. Yeah, they're telling you when and where, what you have to do, where you have to be, and when you have to be there. It starts by creating enough passive income to where you no longer have to go to that job. You can, but you don't have to. We call that real estate retired. Big stressor for a lot of Americans are the finances. Even if you keep working because you love what you do, knowing that you have that financial backstop is very, 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 very welcome. It's helpful. And I'll tell you, as part of the lessons from the road, I met an interesting gentleman. He doesn't have that backstop, and his back right now is against the wall. Thanks to the president and the vaccine mandate, he is in a tight spot. Met him while I was emptying my black tanks. Great time to have a conversation, isn't it? We'll talk about that a little later in the show. When we come back, I want to tell you a little bit about the problem with conformity, a problem you're going to confront when you go down this path. So stay tuned.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. That's what we're talking about today, is creating the lifestyle that you've always wanted. Maybe you haven't known that you wanted it. Our perspectives change over time, don't they? 4 years ago, 4.5 now, I guess almost 5 with the birth of our son, ours shifted massively. I know another gentleman, I don't know him, I just met him, and his perspectives have shifted massively as well, but not in a good way. I'll tell you about that here just quickly, but we'll get to that topic of building a better lifestyle and how we do it. I want to give out the number here in the studio. If you do have any questions, it's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And again, as part of that better lifestyle that we've started working on, I'm coming to you from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. Last week we were in Southern Illinois. All told, we put together about 1,500 miles on the truck, on the RV camper, the trailer that we're tugging behind us. And the site we're at now is just absolutely beautiful. And as happens on Sundays, it's cleared out again. Everybody's headed back to that earned income, to that job. So we'll continue to enjoy some quiet time and explore a little more before we move on and then head a little bit further east. So you want to build a better life. You want to get from that good life to a great life. Here's the problem. In part, anyhow, you're stuck in your current mindset. You are following what we call the conventional wisdom path, just like everybody else. That's normal. That's what you grew up with. That's what you heard. By the way, that's one of the reasons we're trying to work with our son, help him see the houses we work on when we're there, take him to apartments when we can, so that he sees that there is a different path. There is another path. But you grew up with something else, and you've got that mindset, and you're stuck on that path just like everyone else. What is that path? It's the go to school, elementary, high school, get good grades so that you can then go to college. And again, get good grades and get a ton of student loan debt in all likelihood while you're at it. Money's cheap. It's easy to get those loans. Hey, why not? Graduate, get a good job, and work and accrue. Save, save, save until you feel like you have a big enough pile of money to retire. And here's the problem. You now have to hope that money lasts longer than you do. Well, there are things that happen in life, things that come along you need to have contingency plans for. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit, but before you know it, you've drawn down that pile of money, and now what do you do? So our path is different. Our path is building passive income, creating passive income from income-producing residential real estate, single-family homes, as well as apartment communities. Now, let me tell you just a quick tip of my hand. We'll get to the bulk of the lessons from the road, let's call it, a little bit later, but I was out emptying my black tank. We were preparing to hit the road. I was at the dump station, and the black tank's, it's the sewer. Right, you flush the toilet, that's where everything goes. And a gentleman, he walks up, he's older, a couple decades older than me, in fact, 65. And we started to talk, and I'll get a little bit more into his story later as well. But the point I want to make right now is that he works for the federal government. He is not vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. He does not want to get vaccinated for health reasons or whatever else. Well, now he is up against a wall. The president has said, hey, federal workers, contractors, etc., you now have a mandate. You have to get, he said, I have 75 days to get this done, and I'm not going to do it. I will effectively be forced into retirement now, at that day, 75, the day before his birthday. Great news. He was planning on working another 6, 7, 8 years, he said, because he was on that conventional wisdom path. Now, you don't want to be on that path and get to that point, just like this gentleman, to have the rug pulled out from under you, do you? Compare that now, by the way. I literally just got this email about an hour ago while I was walking around, actually playing chess with my son with the giant chess pieces on the giant chessboard here at the campsite. This is from Jeff. I met Jeff actually a couple weeks ago at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. This was in Irving, Texas, just a couple-day event. And lots of members there, lots of people that were new, checking out Lifestyles Unlimited, trying to learn about real estate. Is this the path for me or not? And we chatted a little bit, and he emailed me and said, hey, you might remember we talked in the lobby at the expo. He is retiring. He joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2016. He said he's cashed out stock options, stuff like that, from his job, and just jumped into the passive investing that we do as investors at in multifamily. All the while also picking up single-family homes. Get this. He said his single-family houses on average are cash flowing about $500 per door. Higher number than I usually quote when I talk about some of the numbers. We'll get to that too. Bottom line, he goes on to say that Lifestyles Unlimited has blessed him and his brother with an unbelievable plan that has produced results. This was an unsolicited email. When I saw that, I was like, hey, got to talk about that because that fits very, very well in what we're talking about today. Finding another plan, doing something different, going down a different path. And I like to, from time to time, Mark Twain, he pops into my head. We happen to pass through Missouri. Mark Twain, he's from Hannibal, Missouri, in fact. He's got some really pithy quotes around the notion of conformity, and I'm going to apply this to our conventional wisdom path. He says, and I'm going to quote him first here, whenever you find that you are on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect. So if you find yourself going down that conventional path, that is the path that the majority takes, and you're not happy, you are not 100% happy with your life, it is time to pause and reflect. Am I going the direction that I truly want to go? Do that. Ask yourself now. Now, there may be times things get rocky, things get rough. hey, I'm coming to you with my slide out. Slide out is where my dinette and fridge are. It slides out, gives us a little bit more, leg room, but ultimately about a 250 square foot box. Do things occasionally get rough with a 4-year old in this tight space? It surely does. We keep that end in mind where we're going. I don't mean distance. I don't mean the end destination in this trip, but the bigger picture. And we get over those rough patches. So, but bigger picture, are you happy with where you're headed? Are you happy following the path of the majority? If not, it is time now to pause and reflect. One other good quote from Mark Twain, he says, and again, quote, "Loyalty to petrified opinions never yet broke a chain or freed a human soul in this world, and never will." That petrified opinion, again, is that conventional wisdom path. This is coming from a long time ago, about Civil War era, 150, 160 years plus, very pithy notions that I think very well apply to us and our lifestyles today. So let's talk about how you can build that better life. Okay, and again, we'll get to a few more lessons from the road, just things that have struck me during the 1,500 plus miles that we've driven today. And we're gonna start by going back to the basics. Back to the basics. It starts by buying back your time. How do you do that? Oh, yeah, I beat a dead horse already. Get off of that conventional wisdom path. It starts there. And how do you do that? Just like Jeff in his email, he mentioned single family. He mentioned multifamily, passive investments. You create passive income from single family houses and or apartment investments. Now, he said he was making 500 plus per door on his houses. I've got an example, a lead on a house that I got from one of the realty team. I'll talk a little bit about the numbers there so you can take something concrete away for you from the day as far as numbers go, and then apply that to your own lifestyle to build that better life. Stay tuned.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you're just joining us, I have the pleasure of coming to you live from Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We're right at the confluence of the Shenandoah and the Potomac Rivers. I can see Maryland on one side. I can see Virginia just south of us. And here we are in bespoke West Virginia. Actually, we spent a little time wading in the Shenandoah yesterday, my son and I, catching minnows, chasing minnows, water bugs, watching the rafts go down a little bit farther out where it was white water. Very, very fun. You know, one other quote, by the way, I love Mark Twain. He says, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts." Now, I'm not telling you to go travel, but I do like to expose my son to that. And in fact, as we pulled up on this site, we backed in. It's very heavily treed. One man jumped up to help me navigate through the many oaks that are here that are providing us with such a gorgeous view and ample shade, and very, very helpful. A lot of people in this community are, and the same is true of Lifestyles Unlimited and the broader real estate investor community. I want you to keep that in mind as you get started. This is another lesson from the road for you. People want to help. You may find yourself moving among different, let's just call them tribes, you know, the real estate tribe here, the RV tribe. I get into my skydiving world as well. People want to help you. The experienced people want to pass down their knowledge. They want to share. This gentleman helped. No sooner had we stopped and unhitched and my son got out of his car seat, he wandered over to this berm to my right where there's a sign that proclaims that the artillery piece number 6 sat there. A gentleman in the neighboring RV, he came out. He's from Maryland, And turns out he's from an organization called the North South Skirmisher Association. They do those reenactments for the Civil War. They do shooting, target shooting competitions using the muskets from back in the day. He had a lot of great information. He talked to my son very, very well, came down to my son's level as a four-year-old, had some good pictures of that very artillery piece that would have been there 160 or so years ago. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. My four-year-old probably won't retain a lot of that, but I bet he'll come away a little bit better as a result of this trip. And that's what it comes down to for us. What about you? What about you? How do you start to build that better life? How do you buy back your time? Because that is where it begins. It's shedding the yoke of that employer, getting away from that employment. Buying back your time, taking control. Well, we already talked a little bit about creating passive income from either investing in single family houses, rental houses, or getting into apartment communities. And you can do that many ways. You can be a passive investor like we are in a handful now as well. You can be the lead investor. That's a term we use at Lifestyles Unlimited for the member that syndicates the deal. That's the common jargon in the broader real estate world. They're syndicators. They put together a syndication. Or you could be an independent rental owner and just take down your own apartment complex, small, big, super large, depends on your capital and where you are coming from. But ultimately, what we want to do is build that passive income. And it's not going to come all at once. What you need to do is, again, thinking from the road, you want to begin with the end in mind. We knew roughly where we wanted to be with our son in terms of travels, in terms of maybe getting into homeschooling and so on. So we've started to structure things that way. Well, you need to think about, what is it that I need to do in terms of expenses, in terms of income? What is it you're trying to replace? So take a moment and just sit down with a pen and paper and figure out, what am I spending every month? Do you have that number in mind already? Some people budget, some people don't. Let's say you're spending as a family $4,000 a month, just to take a good round number. Your number may be higher, it may be lower, but $4,000 a month. Well, you need to then build up enough passive income that it meets or exceeds that $4,000 a month. Now, in his email to me, Jeff said, hey, he's making $500 per house on his single family. I don't know what he's doing on his multifamily. On average in Texas, what do we see? We see about $400 a month. In fact, I've got a deal here that came across my desk. This is in the Houston area, and this is sent by one of our realty team down there. We've got some in the Dallas-Fort Worth market in central Texas. I've seen housing leads from other markets as well, but this one's around Houston. And at the end of the day, estimated cash flow per month, when you've gone in and fixed up the house and then gotten it rented out, you're going to pay your monthly mortgage and your fixed costs out of that. You've done fundamental renovations. You've fixed anything that is broken or could break in the next 3 to 5 years, so your maintenance is practically nothing. And at the end of the month, what you're pocketing is about $400. Here, he's estimating $390. And I'll tell you as an aside, these guys tend to be pretty conservative in their numbers. I've always come out higher than what they've projected. So if I can get $400 on one house, and I know that my monthly expenses are $4,000, what do I need to do? I need to buy 10 houses. Here again, that sounds like a lot. You may not be doing that all at once. We did not do that all at once. We joined Lifestyles in March of 2012. We bought our first single family house in August of 2012. Bought our second one September of that same year. Bought our third one January of 2013. And we started to get that income coming in the door. Now, we didn't just immediately start pushing it out towards our expenses. We started to reinvest it. We call that the cash flow snowball. With each house that you add to that incoming passive cash flow, you go a little bit faster. You buy that next house a little bit sooner. Before you know it, you're up to 10. You're up to 20. Or you've said, you know what? I'm shifting now because I have enough capital and I've captured a lot of equity in the process. Ooh, I'm going to shift into apartments. Or maybe you just start there from the get-go. A lot comes down, again, to your vision and where you want to go. And to shift gears a little bit and get into some of the lessons from the road, that's where you need to think or to begin with the end in mind. We'll talk a lot about Stephen Covey on these shows. He's got a great book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. One of those habits, one of those tenets, is to start or begin with the end in mind. Why do you do that? So that you know where you're going. If you don't have a goalpost at the end, how do you know exactly where you're going? You start meandering off course. You don't even know how to course correct because there is no track that you're following. This helps you gain clarity. And it's going to help you define what it is that you really want. What is the reason? What is your motivation? What is your inspiration? Your why, as we hear a lot these days. And it's important because, again, as I mentioned in the earlier segment, there may be rough patches. And this will get you through any difficulty if you have that very clear focus on what that why is. I saw a post by a fellow member on Facebook just yesterday. He shared a picture of his why. his niece and her daughter. That gives you your motivation and your inspiration and your drive. So again, for us, that inspiration was our little guy. Now, back to that house, because you bought one, you bought two, you're thinking getting to 10 to get to my $4,000 in monthly expenses, it's going to take a while. It may, it depends on where you begin. The keyword there is begin. Get started. You're not going to get there at all if you don't start, are you? But eventually you do. And you've replaced, you've met or exceeded your monthly expenses. Even better, you're gainfully employed. You've got earned income. We talked about that good or even great income that you have, but you're earning it. You're working. You're giving your time for those dollars. Now you can set that in your view as well. And when you've replaced or met or exceeded your earned income from that job, you are financially free. We call that real estate retired. Now, lots of people, lots of members go on. They continue to work. They love what they do. Great story about an investor from East Texas that continues to work in his job because he loves it. He is more than financially free, but he keeps going to work because he loves what he does. Maybe you don't like what you do. Well, now you're real estate retired. You can get the heck out of there. Go find something that you love. That is part of building a better life. And it starts with that cash flow, with that passive income. Now, the beauty of real estate is that not only are we making money by way of our cash flow in houses, we're making money five different ways. Five. Apartments, six. They share the same five. There's an additional factor with apartments. We already mentioned the cash flow. If I go back to this deal I'm looking at here in Houston, in the Houston market, they're estimating equity capture of about $17,000. What does that mean? Well, I've gone in and I've bought right. I've found an asset, a house that needs some work. It's distressed. So I'm picking it up at a discount. I'm fixing it up. I'm getting that work done for a good price because I'm using the vendor hub at Lifestyles Unlimited. These folks, these vendors on there, these contractors know our model. They know what we're trying to do, and we have buying volume, buying power, so we're getting it done a little bit cheaper. And when everything's fixed up and done, I've created this equity capture on the back end. We're going to finish that conversation here in a second, and I want to get to my last couple of lessons from the road in our final segment, so stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, coming to you from the RV bunker parked alongside an embattlement, an entrenchment that was dug by Union soldiers as part of the Civil War. About 20 feet or so from me is where cannon number six would have sat. Fascinating stuff. Now, everyone's clearing out of the park now. Weekend's coming to an end. They're headed back to their regular jobs or whatever it is they do. My wife and son, they're out ambling about somewhere, don't know where, and just got a text. They saw a deer, mama deer and her baby deer. I'm a little bit jealous, but hey, happy to be here with you, and I thank you for listening. I'm very, very glad you could join me today. And we're talking about building a better life. And as part of creating that better lifestyle, we have to attain financial freedom, so that we can buy back our time. That's what we're doing. Right now, you're trading your time for the almighty dollar that your employer is bequeathing you. They're giving to you in exchange for your time. 40 hours, 50 hours, 60 hours, whatever it is. You're giving a lot of your life to that employer. Just think about that. It's time to buy that back. You may have some longer-term plan to get to retirement and live the golden years. But then again, you may be like the gentleman I met a couple of days ago at another park where he's now faced with a decision. He's either got to get the vaccine or quit. He's not getting the vaccine. So at age 65, he's planning to work another 6-8 years, he said. Had been. Well, he's now done. All of a sudden, if you're in that situation, you need to have a contingency plan, don't you? And in fact, if you go back a couple of, it's been a year and a half or so now, we did a number of shows around disability, thinking about long-term disability. What happens if I get sick? If you go back, May, June 2019, I know I had a show there. Al Gordon, one of our weekend hosts of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, had one as well. Del Walmsley did. It was kind of a topic at the time. And you do not want to wait until you are put in a critical position like this gentleman to figure out that you do not have the resources that you thought you did or thought you're going to get. If he's planning on working for another 8 years to get to that financial freedom, to get that mound of cash, or maybe that retirement, he is a federal worker, that pension. Well, now he may be stuck. May not be the number he thought it was going to be. It may not be the number you thought it was going to be that you were planning on. So start to build that better life. Start to create that passive income so you don't get to that point. Now, we talked about houses. We are talking about houses in general as an example of the ways that we are creating that financial freedom. The big thing for us is the cash flow, because that's what's going to allow us to cover our monthly expenses and ultimately to replace our earned income with passive income. And as I mentioned in an earlier segment, on average in Texas, that's my home market, if you're just joining, is Dallas-Fort Worth. On average, we see about $400 per house. So if I have to replace, or if I have $4,000 in expenses, I need to build up to 10 houses. If my monthly income is a net, not pre-tax, but a net, because that's what I'm taking home, $6,000, well, that's what I need to build up to, is $6,000 in passive income to be real estate retired. Now, the good news is, as I buy these houses, it's not just the cash flow that I get. We're starting to talk about the equity capture. As I'm buying right, buying at a discount, fixing the house up, and through that process, I'm creating equity that was not there before. That equity capture in this example house I'm looking at, again, this is a lead I got from one of the realty team in Houston. The equity capture, approximately $17,000. Again, these guys tend to be conservative, may come in higher. $17,000 that I have created, that goes to my bottom line as well. Now, that doesn't help me immediately as cash flow, but down the line it will. By the way, estimated out of pocket, the cash I would have into this deal, $26,000. So if you take 16, 17, divide by 26, that's over a 50% return right there, just on the gain you've had through that equity capture. Cash flow return about 18%. And of course, throughout the month or throughout the years, your residents are paying down your mortgage. You have equity buildup. That can be 8, 10%, depends on your specific deal, of course. That's going to your bottom line as well. Now, it's not realized until you either do a cash out refinance or sell. And all the while, we've been enjoying a lot of appreciation. I don't think that's going to change. I do not think that's going to change. Generally, we see that real estate doubles in value every 20 years. So keep that in mind as well. What do you do at the end of the day? You finally dispose of that asset. Either you cash out, refinance, reset the debt load, enjoy those proceeds and reinvest them, or you just outright sell the asset and take advantage of some of the tax code that allows you to sell that and defer the capital gain and roll those proceeds into the next two houses, three houses, four houses, depends on how much equity you have now. So that estimated equity capture of $17K will come into play for me and for you at that point. And when we do that, we have just bumped up our cash flow a little bit higher. Everything I just described applies to apartments as well. On top of that, we can force appreciation in apartments. I'm not going to get into that. You can do a search on our website. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, do a search for forced appreciation or apartments in general. We have a lot of shows that go in greater detail into apartments, but that's why we go to real estate for our investing, to get us to our financial freedom, because we're making money so many different ways. And the interplay, you know, when I started 9 years ago, I didn't quite fully grasp it, but now we've gone through the cycle with a number of properties, and to see it in play, it is tremendous. And to go back to the email I got just a little bit ago from Jeff, remember I happened to talk to at the expo, he, in his words, what did he say? Lifestyles Unlimited gave them the map that has blessed them and changed their lives, produced results, is what he said. So if you want to learn more, by the way, let me go and throw this out there as well. If you want to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited, I'm going to give you a website. And I give you this now because it's essentially a test drive. And this is another lesson I have from the road. We've now driven this trip 1,500 miles, I think all told, 5,000-6,000 on the RV over the last year and a half, mostly in Texas, now outside of the state. I had no experience with this before. My wife and I, we did that very thing. We said, well, are we going to kill each other and our little guy if we all get into a tiny box and travel at length? So we rented a Class C motorhome. Now, that's the driving kind. It's got the bunk over the driver's seat. And we did this a few years ago, about 2017, just to test it out. Spent 5 nights in the Davy Crockett National Forest. I love East Texas. Those pines are beautiful. Well, you can do the same when it comes to Lifestyles Unlimited and real estate investing. What you need to do is check out our free workshop. And it's as the name suggests, it's free. No financial commitment. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com and you can register there. I see dates coming up. Let's see, September 21st, 23rd in the evening, 25th over lunch, 28th in the evening. Again, you can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com or go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a button there. And you can also then go find our archived radio shows if you want to catch any of those others. Go check out that disability, long-term disability show that we did. Very important concepts. I don't want you to get caught off guard like this poor gentleman that I talked to just a few days ago at the Prior Park. Now, what else? What else can we talk about from the road? We talked about our longer-term goal. These are being refined, but we started with the end in mind. Again, gaining clarity. So as you sit down and think about your life, where is it you want to go? Where is that level up? What is that great life as opposed to what you're doing now? Begin with that end in mind so that you have the clarity and the direction and the inspiration. Again, on top of other things for us, it's taking our time that we now have available and devoting that to our son by way of homeschooling. We don't know a lot about it. We're still fine-tuning that goal. A great thing about being part of a large organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, we're 50,000 members deep, deep, deep bench. You know, when I was at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, a lot of members that I happened to talk with in the expert hall over dinner, and met a great guy from Austin that has his own independent rental owner and own small multifamily. And he's joined. I've already gotten into a ton of deals as a passive investor, but he homeschools, so we were able to pick his brain and learn about what that looks like. In fact, this conversation I had with our neighbor here about the North-South Skirmishers and their association and what happened here as part of the Civil War battles, that's called road schooling. That's taking the homeschool and hitting the road, which is, again, something we are trying to figure out. So what is your motivation? What is your inspiration? As Mark Twain said, whenever you find that you're on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect. So give that some thought. Take a moment, take a break, give that some thought. Like I said, try it out then. You can learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited at no cost to you. This is done virtually, live online webinar. The presenter's there. If you have questions, you can ask your questions live during the event. That's our free workshop, and you can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more about that. And remember that why and that inspiration as you do hit those occasional bumpy spots. Like I said, 250 square foot space that I'm in right now. 4-year-old occasionally goes crazy. All I have to do is step outside that door and see the beauty of this great nation around me. And it reminds me why we're doing what we do. Those rough spots then wash away. And finally, thinking about that new camper that I met. He was there to ask questions. He wanted to understand, how are you draining your black tank? He'd never done this before. Don't be shy. When you go to that free workshop, ask questions. When you get around other real estate investors, ask questions. Like I said earlier, most people want to help, but you have to get involved. Don't wait until you are put in that critical position like this gentleman. Yes, he was asking questions. He's a little behind the ball now, unfortunately. Get your contingency plans lined up now. Start to build that better lifestyle. Go check out lifestylesunlimited.com to learn more. Hey, I thank you for listening today. Again, coming to you from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. We're going to go explore. I'm going to head east, and I'll be coming to you from the D.C. area next week. I've got a member that's investing from Virginia in Texas, so you're going to want to hear that. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.